This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:07. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, it's already started this morning.
Yes, we've already started. We're on a downhill run, like a snowball headed for somewhere.
I tell you what, this is, man.
But you know, as I sit here and look around this morning, Tobin, it's too bad we're not in a poker game this morning, because we've got three aces on here.
Well, you got the sunglasses on. You'd be tough to deal with.
Had to put them back on today. The old peepers.
We are here. We have a couple of good guests here. We're going to start things off right after the break. We've got Sam Whitlow in. He's going to be promoting an upcoming car show regarding the Wolfpack Car Club. And then we also have Don Walker and Myrna Moore. It's fair time, Uncle Ralph.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, after many years of service, we remain committed to providing the most caring, professional funeral services in this area. It is our mission to provide each family with the very best in quality care during what is often the most difficult of circumstances. At Plummer Funeral Home, we have never taken for granted the confidence families place in us, and we promise to always go the extra mile to earn your trust. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week is Sam Whitlow. We'll have promoting the Wolfpack Car Club. And then we also have Don Walker and Myrna Moore in as well, talking about the Montgomery County Fair. Sam, let's start with you. What's going on with the Wolfpack Car Club? We got a car show coming up.
June the 10th. It's on Sunday, downtown Litchfield, there by the Library Park. It's our 27th annual open car show. We got 26 classes this year, 3 trophies per class, judge show, and registrations from 9 to noon, and then judging is from noon to 4, and then that's when we give the trophies out.
And this month really starts the car show season, doesn't it,
right,
Sam?
Right.
And after this, how many other car shows do you have booked? I know Old Settlers, you have one.
Old Settlers.
Coming up in Old Settlers.
And then we're working on some cruise-ins, so I think we're going to probably have maybe 2 or 3 cruise-ins this year. So that's where you come in and show your car and have fun and not have to pay nothing. So.
And you don't know any locations for them yet?
No.
You're still working that out. So, okay. So we've got a car show Sunday, June 10th in downtown Litchfield, the revitalized downtown Litchfield.
Right.
And that's going to be a huge event. I think last year it went really well, didn't it?
Yeah. And hopefully we have good weather and stuff. And my wife, last year for the grand prize, she went to the motel over there by Aldi's and
got a comfort inn
and got a room for that night and then we got Aristotle donated us a dinner, and 66 Cafe donated us a breakfast, and that was our grand prize last year. So I don't know what we're going to have this year.
Outstanding.
So,
well, Sam, best of luck on the upcoming car show, and open door policy. Anytime you want to come in and promote a car show, the door is always open.
Okay.
And let's move right along. Myrna Moore and Don Walker are here. Uncle Ralph, behave yourself. We've got a ranger here.
Yeah, the Butler Ranger.
The Butler Ranger is in the house.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Man of many talents, including fish. I hear he makes a mean fish.
Mm-hmm. That's thanks to all the good helpers I got.
Okay. We're here to talk about the Montgomery County Fair. It's hard to believe that's right around the corner.
Right, just a little bit over a month away. It starts on Wednesday, June 20th this year.
And tell us a little bit about this year's fair. What's the theme for this year?
Well, it's just kind of Americana theme. We're going to have flags decorating the whole fairgrounds. We're working on trying to get a flag from every state on there, plus you'll see more American and Illinois flags than you've probably ever seen anywhere in your life. It's maybe Arlington Cemetery or something like that.
Who comes up with the theme? Because I remember a couple years back you had a redneck fair, you've had Mardi Gras, you had a Vegas fair.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
I
like that
one.
Who comes up with the theme?
Some of the ladies that run the arts and crafts usually do that, and they just kind of whatever they feel in a mood of doing. And to go along with this Americana, every military person that comes to the fair this year, if they just have their ID card, and we'll get a dollar off at the front gate. And all active military personnel, we don't care where they're from, will get into the grandstand free any or every night.
Great. Is that including admittance into the fair and in the grandstand events, too?
Active military people. We'd kind of like them being uniform, but as long as they have their military ID card. In fact, probably most nights we'll ask them to come up in front of the grandstand and introduce themselves. We'll really recognize them this year.
Outstanding. That is a neat little twist.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't care whether it's Demo Derby, the MMA fights. They'll have a free seat in the grandstand.
Outstanding. And let's talk about it. You brought it up, the mixed martial arts fighting. That's back again.
Right. Friday night, June 22nd, Iron Sharpens Iron 3. Back for another performance with Mark Fiore as our promoter.
And Don, tell us a little bit about Iron Sharpens Iron.
Well, Mark's got a gym now in Springfield. In fact, on 6th Street going in, you'll see a little sign hanging up there. It's kind of in the south end of Springfield as you go in, Fiore's gym. And he gave us a list about 3 weeks ago, so if we got time, give some of the names from Mark's gym, if I can pronounce them all. Rudy Soroga is 155 pounds. He's a amateur fighter with a record of 0-1. Chad Robbins, 185 pounds. Nick Renfro, newcomer. Kristen Sessi at 215 pounds. He's 3-0 at the time. Waylon Miller, 155 pounds. And then the boy from Raymond, first name escapes me, but Edge, and I think he's in the military now. And he's gotten permission to be able to come down there to fight. And he's Mark's, they're trying to get him trained now. He fought a couple years ago at
and
our
won.
Fight.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think his first name is Brett, but boy, I'm okay. Not real positive on that. But
permission from what? The military to do this?
To
yeah.
Take leave and
okay.
Come home.
Take
and do
leave
this.
To be able to, because he's doing this in the military.
Right.
Also fighting, and so some of the gyms that'll be represented at this year's fair is Kyle Watson, a Raymond boy, has a gym teaching Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And Adam Wright, he's been there practically every year. Explosive MMA is the name of his gym. Jeff Crotty, I think that's a Staunton name. His gym is Next Level MMA. And then Mark Fiore's gym. And some of the fighters from Crotty's is Chuck Cox and Dave Cox. I believe they're both Mount Olive boys.
Mm-hmm.
And Ross Cooper. Aaron Hillfill, Corey Mathias. I think that one might be in Mount Olive boy also.
That sounds like a Mount Olive name.
Adam Wright's gym, Scott Edling, he's been there practically every year. Mickey Diesel Edling, he's a brother, I believe. And then Xavier Cortez, I think he fought before.
Lispy.
Devin Roach, Brandon Shell or Sheel, Corey Hodder, I believe, is a Litchfield boy. He's fought there before. Looks like he's one of the more experienced at 15-6. Adam Osmo, I believe that's a Mount Olive boy. He's at 4-0. Ethan Ellison at 215 pounds. Aaron Pope, I might be a panhandle boy. Maybe Farmersville. Taylor Nash is a 7-1 record so far. Let's see, here's. Okay, that's all the names that I have right now. Some of the guest fighters this year will be, of course, our own hometown boy, Matt Hughes.
He's actually going to...
No.
Not going to fight.
These are UFC fighters that will be there as guests to sign autographs.
Okay.
Help in the corners, okay. That kind of thing.
Had to clarify that. Yeah. The way you were
No. This is guest fighters, not going to fight. Be there to sign and help Mark with the fighters. Jake Hecht, he's a UFC fighter. Dustin Jacoby is from up in the Pleasant Plains, New Berlin, in that area. Mm-hmm. He's in the UFC. And, of course, Kyle Watson. Matt Veach is a Chatham boy, I believe, in UFC. Tommy Spear, I'm not sure. And Chris Tickle, and then the UFC referee, Rod Hines from Springfield, will be down and be the referee again this year.
And tickets for the MMA fight, are they now on sale, or will they soon be on sale?
Now on sale. You can get them at Brian Zottel in Litchfield, Raymond Schell at the fairgrounds, or they will also be on sale at Mark's Gym in Springfield. And this year we will be able to take credit cards. So if you want to call, give us your credit card number. We will hold your tickets. Can pick them up at the fairgrounds the night of, or...
And correct me if I'm wrong here. Last year, wasn't it tickets, if you got them early, they were at a discounted rate, but they went up like $5, $10 the day of the event? Am I...
Right. Our grandstand tickets are that way. They're $15 if you buy them in advance, $20 the night of.
Okay.
Now, our VP tickets, which is the ringside bleachers, or the tables... Those aren't discounted, but what you do get is VIP parking, so you don't park way back by the horse arena or maybe even farther back than that. Mm-hmm. We bring you right up in the pit. You park right next to the grandstand arena where you're going to be seated, and just you'll have a 30-second walk instead of a 5-minute.
This has become one of the big... fan attractions, I guess you would say, at the Butler Fair, the Ultimate Fighting, in the last few years, has it not?
Yes, it's been our better money maker of the events. It used to be the car demo, mm-hmm. And it's surpassed that, except last year it did not. We was down a little bit last year on it, but, you know, the economy, I don't know what this year is going to bring, but... We are being able to do a little bit more advertising this year, and this is our fourth year, and I think we're still the only county fair that's doing this. So it's something that we got started down here, and it's gotten a little easier for Myrna and I to do it now because we got a promoter instead of us two trying to be the promoters.
You know, and the thing is, it fits this area. You know, I mean, with everything Matt has done with the UFC and that, it kind of has a niche for some reason in Montgomery County, and it kind of fits.
It really does, and it's very big in the grade schools and high school. It's one of the bigger sports now, and boys or girls, either one can do it. There's a couple girls wrestling right now I know that go to the tournaments around here.
It has kind of picked up and kept the... boxing, if you will, a sport alive, because boxing as we know it, guys get in the ring and slugging it out with boxing gloves on, it's just faded away to where it's almost non-existent, especially in our area. I guess if you get into New York and places like that, they still have a lot of it, but the Ultimate Fighting has picked that slack up and has become very popular.
Right. I could just point out, Thursday evening at 7 o'clock will be the weigh-in. And if you're interested in watching that, come on out. It's held in the beer garden area. You'll get to meet and greet a lot of these young men that are going to fight. They love to have their picture taken, sign you an autograph on one of the programs. And who knows, someday they may be the next Matt Hughes.
Now, Uncle Ralph, Myrna really likes to weigh in. Yeah. I've been out broadcasting, and I know the highlight of that fair is the weigh-in. That's all I'm going to say. You can take that however you want to go. And you know she's blushing now.
Well,
if we were on television right now, they would know that she is blushing now.
I have to admit, a little eye candy isn't a bad thing sometimes.
No, not at all.
Well, Tobin, that's the other nice thing that'll help keep Myrna active in the fair is Thursday night. I mean.
And, of course, moving right along.
Yes, thank you.
Of course, and back up a notch before this all happens. The fair will kick off on Wednesday with the County Fair Queen pageant.
And that keeps Toby in line.
Yeah.
So that keeps Toby coming back.
That's the night that Toby gets to go and grill all over the microphone.
And, you know, we got another thing to be proud of. Our queen last year was runner-up state fair queen, and that's
impressive.
That is something to be very proud of. And I think we got 10 girls vying at this time, seven.
Missy's not real sure. Numbers aren't real concrete yet. That will be soon. But it sounds like we got somebody from every part of the county. Almost every town is represented this year.
Is that hard to do, to find candidates to run for the queen?
It's a big commitment if you get queen of the county fair. I mean, you're expected to compete in January up on the state level.
You go to all the county fairs around this area. You go
to
all
the festivals.
Right.
Where there's parades. Yeah.
Yeah, they probably visit a good 20 other county fairs besides hit up all the local county parades and homecomings and that type thing. So it is a big commitment. The girls get, the first place girl gets a $1,500 scholarship, and we try to help out with, we pay for their rooms and stuff when they go to Springfield. And Toby and Missy are great at taking the girls around so they don't have to spend their own money for the gas and stuff. But it's a big commitment. You meet a lot of people, including state legislature people and that kind of thing. It's a big deal.
And of course, the Queen pageant, I know for a fact Rita Frazier, our former farm director, used to be the MC on that. Are you going to try to get her back for this? Or are you gonna, I mean, I know Holly Lemons filled in for her that one time when she had when she became ill.
Boy, you ask a question I can't answer. I don't know who Missy has for that, but and also don't forget that the little future Miss Queen. We let the little 5 and 6 year old girls compete, and everybody's a winner. Everybody gets a crown. Everybody gets a medallion or a trophy, and they get to come back to the fair all 5 days for free, as long as they wear their sash or their crown or something, and the little girls have a great time and put on a good show.
If you're a young lady in Montgomery County and you have ambition to become a county fair candidate, what's the ages and what have you?
I believe it's anywhere from 16 to 20. Possibly 21, depending on when your birthday falls, because you can't have reached your 22nd birthday when you compete in January up at the state level.
Okay.
And if you can just get a hold of Missy Dean in Raymond or anybody on the fair board by calling 532-2440, we will help you get an application. And I think she will take applications until, I believe, June 25th. So
it's fast approaching.
Yeah, I think she always tries to do the cutoff for Memorial Day so that she has plenty of time to work with all the girls on their speeches and their walk and just getting you to feel real comfortable so you can come out for all the practices on the stage.
Learning the wave.
16 to 22.
16 to 22.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that opens it up quite a bit.
Right. Right.
And your 22nd birthday has to
be by January 1 of 2013.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk.
And then Thursday night, Wednesday is our queen contest. Thursday night, along with weigh-ins, we're trying something new, is garden tractor pulls starting at 7:30 in the grandstand. And that'll be conducted by a club from Christian County, I think it's called Christian County Pullers or something like that, and it's all a bunch of garden tractors. There is a class that will be available for people that want to bring in their garden tractor, a stock class of some kind. And then Friday night, as we had mentioned, will be the MMA fight. And the t- telephone out at the fairgrounds is not functional yet, is it, Myrna?
Yes, it is functional. The phone's on. Just call and leave a message if you don't get anybody to answer, or feel free to call me if you have any questions at 272-4489.
Okay, and then continuing on, Saturday, we have ATV racing at 10 a.m.
And that's a big draw, isn't it, the ATV racing?
We have a lot of racers, and people that don't come out and watch that are missing a show. We have kids usually as young as 3 and 4, up to professional riders. We have a gentleman that comes down from the Taylorville area, who always finishes in the nationals, mm-hmm. not just state level, nationals. Jason is an outstanding. Also at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning from 10 to 2 is Kids Day activities, and we've got all kinds of things lined up for that. Bicycle giveaways, face painting. Pheasants Forever is going to come set up and let the kids do some target practice. Raymond is bringing down a fire engine. I think we have a police car simulator, the free carnival rides. So just an outstanding Kids Day.
I think, whether it's going to be on Kids Day or what, I would assume it would be, Crime Stoppers is going to be there fingerprinting again.
Yes, yes. So all kinds of safety activities going along with fun stuff. And
Horse show on Sunday.
Show on Sunday.
And we're going to have a memorial for Bonnie Branham's wife mm-hmm. at the horse show this year on Sunday. The Gloria Branham Memorial Trophy will be awarded to the first place winner of the Open 3D Barrels, which I think was one of her favorite things for her to race in.
We've got a couple minutes left. We got about 90 seconds left. Demolition Derby?
Demolition Derby, Saturday night, 7:30. Always been a good draw. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, the Speed Horse Show starts at 10 a.m. And Bonnie Branham's in charge of that again this year. And then also at 10 a.m. Truck and Tractor Pull, there will be a sled by Heaven Bound, or Larry
Montgomery's
sled. Will be there this year, and I think next year we got him booked.
And, of course, one thing to note, the admission into the fair, and we did not mention this yet, but we'll mention it now, the rides are included with admission, and that's something that not many fairs can say you guys do.
No. For the price of one ride at most other fairs, $3, you can come out and bring the kids, and rides start at 6 o'clock every evening, and as long as there's a crowd there, he'll run till 11 or 12 o'clock. So you can ride 50 times for all we care for your $3, and that includes your free parking.
And we'll have 12 to 15 rides.
Yes.
Remember last year, there was quite a bit.
And I think he's got a couple of rides for the bigger kids this year that's going to really excite them.
Uh-oh. That means, you know what that means? You're going upside down.
To me, it just means you got to have a barf bucket sitting by him. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll have 15 classes on Sunday for the truck and tractor pull. There's like 8 trucks and 7 different tractor classes. And this year, folks, we're going to have a new digital readout sign that gives the speed and the distance that several towns went together and bought. And it'll be at a Montgomery County Fair.
And it sounds like everything's well in place for this year's Montgomery County Fair. Don Walker, Myrna Moore, thank you so much for your time. Sam, best of luck on your car show. Thank you for coming by as well. And Uncle Ralph, that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show for this week. Coming up next week, be on your best behavior. Mickey Robinson will be in with the Sirocco Boys. We're talking Italian American days.
Mm.
Mm.
They ought to come in handcuffs.
I know.
They're dangerous. That's the Three Musketeers there.
That's the original Three Stooges there.
Yeah,
no, I'm kidding. I like the Sirocco Boys. They're good people. We'll talk to you next week.